The following shiur has been delivered by Harav Aaron David Lebovitz, Rosh Kollel in Kollel Ateres Chaim Baruch, and is presented by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara Masechta Mandala Madal brings the din of Sir of Kazayat Petech and Prat. If somebody eats a kazayat, a food, in the time, amount of time it takes to eat a pras, a half a loaf of bread, so if one eats the kazayat in that time, even though there's an extension of time that elapses from the beginning of your eating until the end of your eating, yet it's a tziruf and it joins and it's all considered one achilas kazayat. So the Gemara asks, if that's true that there's such a halacha Moshe Sinai, so then how come by Kusa Chababli, which is Tarubas Chamis, the Chacham hold that you're not chayim if you eat it? So the Gemara says, because by Kusa Chababli, it doesn't come out that it's Negeya, a syrup of Kazayat Techilas Pras. Why? Because if you eat it by itself, you just eat it straight, to get sorrow for Achale, but the diet is a Kaladam. Normal people don't eat it, it's a sharp Michael. Normal people don't gobble it up and eat it fast in this amount of time. And if you eat it very slowly, the normal way that it's eaten, so then it's longer than Kedayachilas Pras. So Mela, it's not Negeya to be Mechayev somebody for the Chametz of a Kedayas. It mixed in, the Kutach HaBavli, one would not be Mechayev them with the Din of Kedayas Kedayachilas Pras. This Inyan of Kedayas Kedayachilas Pras, we're talking now about food, about Mechalim. What's the din about drinks? There are various inyanim of shtia, nazir as it's a shtia siayin. We have mitzvahs that have to do with shtia sal kaisis. What is the din about shtia? Is the shtia also have the syrup of kdei achilas pras, or is drinking different than eating? This shaila is negeya also, lalocha, to a question of somebody drinking a hot drink, like tea or coffee, and they drink it very slowly. So it's not like they're gulping down a revius in a short amount of time. There's a lapse of time that you don't drink it right away. So do you say a din of syrup, and how does the din syrup work by drinking a hot beverage? So the first inyan about whether shtia is like achila, it's a big machlekes rishonim. The Gemara in Krisus, Tav Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, says, Kol ha-mashkin ha-mitzar from Lipsal etzagviya, b'revius, b'chtei achilas pras. We're talking there about tumas, the din of tuma, the rabbanon, that if you eat a shir, or drink a shir of mechalim tameim, that person becomes tameh. So the Gemara says that even shtia is mitzvah if a person drinks a little bit of a mashkin tmeim and he waits some time and he drinks a little bit more and the revius is drunk within the shir of kedei achilas pras, there's a tziruf and he becomes tameh. So the Ravid in Hilchas Trumas Perkei Halacha Gimel is mechiyah from here that you see that just like by Eichlin is a din of kedei achilas pras, so too by drinks, by shtia also, there's a din of achilas pras. So it would come out that if somebody drinks the revius very slowly, even though it's quite a few minutes from the beginning of the shtia to the end of the shtia, still there's a syrup in achilas pras, according to the Ravid, just like there is by achila. However, the Rambam shita, the Rambam's in a few places, but one of the places is in Hilchos Shvisas Asar, Perek Beis Halacha Daled. The Rambam says, Shasa ma'at, if you drink a little bit, the chazer v'shasa, and you go back and you drink, im yesh v'tchila shtia rishayna, atzayv shtia achrayna, kadeh shtia shrevias, v'starvin l'kashir. So if there's an time elapse of the amount of the drinking of a revias, which is obviously a very short amount of time, just a few seconds, then there's a tziruf. Now we're in the Rambam that there's no din of tziruf, kadeh chidas pras, by drinking. Drinking is different than eating. By drinking, in order to join the shtia, to the beginning of the shtia, to the end of the shtia, to create a shir of a revius, it has to be within the short amount of time, of the amount of time it takes, a few seconds it takes, to drink down a revius. So it's Mechleges Rabbam and Ravid. There are the Meiri, Ritzgeis, hold like the Rabbam. It's different. She does both ways. How do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch and Tafrei Shabbos brings the Rabbam as the Simas Halacha that the Eden of Shtiyah is the Shirva in the time of a revius. And then the Shulchan Aruch mentions the Yesh Oimrim that is today Achilas Pras. So it would seem that Abipashus of Halacha, we pass in like the Rabbam, that the share of Shtia is the amount of time it takes to drink a revius. But if you more time than that elapses from the beginning of your Shtia to the end of your Shtia, so then it doesn't join together, and it's as though you drank less than a revius. So let's go back to the Shaila of drinking a hot drink slow. And is there a din of bracha achrayna on that hot drink? So if we hold like the Ravid that it's syrup, that the syrup is in the amount of time of kedei achilas pras, so it's very mistaber that almost always a person will drink the shir in that time, because even if it's 3 minutes, 4 minutes, how much time does it take to drink a hot drink? And a revius would probably consume within that amount of time. So therefore, according to the Ravid, it would be clear that in almost all circumstances, you would make a bracha achrayna after drinking a hot drink, even though you sipped it slowly. But we could assume that probably within that amount of time of 3-4 minutes, the chumrah, you probably finish the shir and you'd make a bracha achrayna. But the ma'is, as we mentioned, most people don't really paskin like the Ravid. We paskin like the Rambam that the shir is. So that is quite possible, and in most cases, that you do not drink a hot drink to finish a revius in this shear of shtiyas revius. It's very, very mistaver that more time elapsed, and therefore it's a big shiloh that you make a bracha achrayna. So Abi Svar, it should come out that you don't, because since more time elapsed from the beginning of your shtiyah, at the end of your shtiyah, thanks to shtiyah's revius, there's no tzirf in the sips, and you would not make a bracha achrayna. However, there are many achrayim that taina that perhaps over here it's different. Why would it be different? Because since the derech of drinking coffee and tea and a hot drink is to sip, so that the idea of the derech creates the tzirf. So even if you're the Rambam, that you don't say there's a tzirf in more than shtiyah's revius, that's something that's normal to drink in a faster way. But a hot drink like tea and coffee, that they're normally sipped, and this is the Derech HaShtiyah, so there are, the Ber Heitev of Siman Reish Dalet quotes many Achrayim that hold that you would make a Bracha Achrayna because this is the Derech. He brings the Knesset Gedolah and other Paiskim that you would make a Bracha. However, comes the Pri Chodesh and the Tosfos of Kippurim and the Kilos Yaakov, the Kokalin, and they all taina that the Argamar over here in Sochem would seem to indicate that that is not so. In other words, even if something has a derech to be eaten or to be drunk in a slow way, that would not create a din siraf in more than a shizrevias or by a chila more than kdeshas pras. Why? Because we see over here in our Gemara that the Kuta Chababli, even though it's a dip, that the Gemara says because of its sharpness, it's eaten in a very slow way, yet the Gemara says there would not be a siruf once there's a more than Kedei Achilas Pras elapsing from the beginning of your eating till the end, so there is no siruf. So Chara, the same way by a hot coffee, the Chorenim want a taina, that the fact that it's normal to be drunk this way would override the normal dinim of siruf, and you would say it's siruf, even when it's longer than the shir. So too here by Kuta Chababli, since it's normally eaten very slowly, we should dispense with the din of Kedei Achilas Pras, and we should call it an achila to be Mechayvi Brachamis and an achilas kezayis, even more than the shir, because this is normal. So chari, you see from here that being normal to eat this way would not change the Hilchot Siruf, and so too by drinking hot tea or coffee would not change the din of tirup, and you would not make a bracha achrayna. Perhaps we can say a chilek, it's a ulai, that maybe there's a difference between drinking a tea or coffee and eating a dip. When somebody is setting himself up to drink a cup of coffee, avada, what he's out to do is to drink the whole coffee. He's being conveying himself to drink this shear of mashka, of a cup of coffee. Just one doesn't drink it fast because it's hot, and that's the derech to take sips and drink it slow. But you're selling yourself to drink a cup of tea or a hot cup of coffee. That is what you're doing. That's what you're selling yourself to do. It's one big shtia that's done in a slow way. However, by a dip, the inyan of a dip, even though we're not getting dicker and tuffle, it seems to be that it was enough of an ikker that we look at it like you're eating the kuta chavali for itself, not just as something with the pot or with something you're dipping. But the mustag of a dip is, the pshat is that a dip is something very sharp, and I eat little achilas of a dip. It has a very powerful flavor, and the derech is that I eat a lot of little amounts of the dip. I don't sit down to eat a whole bowl of kuta chavali as one achila. I want to enjoy the achilas of kuta chavali, and it being a dip is something that is eaten in many, many different small shiurim. That each time I dip and I eat can be looked at as a separate achila, because that is the getter of a sharp food and a sharp dip, that I eating a little bit gives me the full experience, the full flavor, and it's not necessarily like a person drinking one cup of coffee, that he's just drinking that cup in many sips. Ulai, that would be a chilek to Frankfurt. But anyways, halacha l'maisa, as we say, it's a big machloikas. So even like the Rambam that we paskin, that the sheer tier of shtia is kedei revias. So if he passes, most places can hold, therefore you would not make a bracha upon drinking hot tea and hot coffee. And as we mentioned, there are some places can hold that you do. The Beraitiv concludes that the Minigah Olam is not to make a bracha achrayna in this case. So the Birga Yosef brings the Tzavad and Eitza that you should leave over at the end a shear of a revias and let it cool down, and then drink that in a faster oven to get yourself out of the suffix. So the Shai Tshuva Tainas, so the Brika Yosef Tainas on this Eta, his Tainas very strongly that you would not make a bracha in this case, because he says that it's not derech. The derech to drink coffee is when it's hot. If you let it cool down and drink it lukewarm, that's bechlam not the derech of drinking coffee. And he holds it would not be a bracha achrayna if you let it cool down and drink it that way, because it's not the derech of hanah. So the Shai Tshuva comes and he tainas that it's clear, it's low gar from water. You're getting a certain pleasure from drinking water. L'chera, lukewarm coffee should not be l'chera any worse than water. So once you're nene and you drank the shir, why wouldn't you make a bracha achrayna? And he says also that the minhag makom where he was is that they don't drink it when it's so hot; they let it cool down. So pasus the pshat in the Rikha Yosef is that it really depends on the minhag makom. If where he was, it was considered mamish miyistik to drink a lukewarm coffee like the cold chicken soup. His mamish was not geshmak; it was miyist to them. And the person was only doing it for a bracha. Tzedakah, if something's miyist to you and not geshmak to you, you don't make a bracha. So it really is totally in the minig of the makom, in the place, if it's totally considered something not geshmak and almost inedible, then you wouldn't make a bracha. But if it's something that is just not as good as hot coffee, but you enjoy it nonetheless, so then that's the time of the Shai Tshuva that you would make a bracha. Mishavura in Simon Reishud is machria, like the shita of the Paiskim, that in the Minig Olam, he says the Chayotam, the Archaim, and others, Paskin, that you do not make a bracha on the slow drinking of a hot liquid. But the Mishavura does bring the Eitza of the Shai Tshuva that you should leave over some at the end. He says, Anshe Mais, to leave over some at the end, because they want to take themselves out of suffix. Because he says, Chutz from the fact, we have the Paiskim, that it's the derech. There are a lot of paiskim, the Bir Agra, the Pri Chodesh, the Shulchan Aruch, that all paskim like the Ravid, that the the syrup of shtia is gedei achilas pras. So it comes out that even if you drink it very slowly, meikra adin, you have a chiyuv bracha. So for these reasons, it comes out that it's a very good idea for a person to leave over some at the end, to drink it fast, to take himself out of a suffix. The ma'is also is brought down as the Minchas Chinuch and the Shaul Meshiv and the Chsam Seifer and the Brisker Rav were all noyig to be mevarach after drinking a hot tea or a hot coffee, cold, as well as after drinking the hot tea and the hot coffee, as well as the Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And this is also nageya, the bracha on ice cream, because it passes the shaila, but passes most Pesachim hold that ice cream is considered a maichel, and therefore if you eat it very, very slow, it's slower than shirk deichel's pras, which could happen if you eat it very slow, you get into a shaila of bracha achrayna. Once the ice cream becomes a little more melted and more liquidy, then it becomes a shaila of shtia, and the syrup would be easier. Also, a sucking candy, which is eaten very slow, usually it's not the shir of a kazayas, but if you eat a few sucking candies, you eat it very slow, it's also kazayas to know that it's very possible that the syrup of time was more than the achilas pras, and you would therefore not make a bracha achrayna after such a slow eating.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.